There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ray Charles and Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, George is on my mind.
Yeah. You know what the funny thing is? Is I brought Twitch up last, and I'm looking down, and they're relentlessly mocking me. And I'm like, yeah. Yep. But, hey, man.
They only mock because they care.
I hope so.
Except for that guy.
Well, it's starting to... And that guy. The numbing drops wore off, a little bit of pain, took some Advil. Hopefully it kicks in here soon and I can deal with the bright. Did somebody put the sun in our studio? What's the story?
Do you want me to turn these lights off? Although I don't know if it helps with the feed.
Yeah, who knows? Okay. So here's a question I have, Gator. And it's for everyone. This is our team. This is our team the rest of the way. How you feel? And what is your concern? Now that we know what the final roster is, what's your concern? I'm talking about the on-the-field concern. I mean, it might still be the pass rush. But this team's trying to win a Super Bowl. We are all wanting the same thing here in Detroit, something we have never seen. This whole thing feels so unfamiliar. This is uncharted territory for us, having a really good team, second consecutive year, legitimate Super Bowl contender, expectations, which are awesome to have, competent management. My God, do we have competent management? We have a competent coaching staff. We got coordinators that know what they're doing. We've got a quarterback playing at the highest level. We got two running backs. We got an O-line. We got receivers. And it doesn't seem to matter who's in and who's out. They get the job done. We've got two good defensive tackles. We've now added an edge guy to help make up for the loss of Hutch. We got linebackers, one that's the grizzled veteran, another just getting better and better, and an improved secondary. We found a kicker off the Michigan Panthers that's been really good. And there might be, as far as performance, Jack Fox might be outperforming his position more than anybody on this team.
His war is through the roof.
He's got a great war. This is our team. Where are your concerns now? This is it. It's locked in. There'll be, I mean, if anything else, we're talking about subtle waiver wire additions, but it also feels like the subtle waiver wire additions. I mean, Tim Patrick was a guy that they picked up off waivers.
Yeah.
And he feels like a guy we can count on.
I have really only one concern. A very, very small secondarily to that is, do they have enough of a pass rush? But I think that this is going to be a nice addition, and they've won games without it. So I'm moving past that. My concern with the team moving forward is, can they stay healthy? It's really it. You know, they've had a number of catastrophic injuries to the team. They're dealing with it. Like every team in the league has to deal with it. Next man up. And Brad Holmes has added so much depth to this team over the years that they're able to absorb a lot of it. But I still think that they're thin in some other areas. And hopefully we don't see any more significant injuries the rest of the way. I know guys are going to get banged up. Guys are going to have to come out of the game here and there. But if they can stay healthy the rest of the way, the only thing that stops them is themselves.
My concern is, and I apologize, I don't know if I have evidence to back this up, so you tell me if this is wrong. Okay, I don't have the data to support it. Last two, three games, has Jared Goff taken more hits?
I think as a percentage of his passes, as a percentage of his dropbacks, I think he has.
Yeah.
Overall hits, I don't think he's taken that many because they haven't thrown much. But like I said, the percentage, I think he has. He's taken some surprising hits, you know, from the blind side. You saw the play that the player got past Penei Sewell because Penei Sewell, you know, he and Zeitler tripped each other up. And the player was able to get around Sewell. And that's an anomaly. That just doesn't happen in Penei Sewell's world. But it happened last Sunday. But, yeah, he has taken some pretty big hits in the last several weeks.
I think that's my biggest concern. I say that with nothing but admiration and love for the offensive line. I don't know why it is. Maybe it's just one of those, what's the term, statistical anomalations.
There it is.
Yep. It does feel like the last few games, our quarterback has been hit more than the beginning of the year. Maybe it's just a product of who they've played. You know, maybe it's just it's life in the NFL.
Well, what they play Sunday night in Houston. You got Will Anderson. You got Danielle Hunter. That's not going to be fun. These are two guys that get after the quarterback. They've seen a lot of Danielle Hunter in the past because, as Jared Goff astutely pointed out, divisional games, you play them twice a year, and that's where he played with Minnesota. So they saw him twice a year.
Kang, this is our team. This is the roster. This is who we are. What's your biggest concern the rest of the way?
I take injury out of it because that's the ultimate equalizer for any team. So, you know, forget injury. You know, hopefully we all, knock on wood, hope that doesn't happen. So when you take injury out of it, the ultimate concern for me at this point, this team is so well built with the addition of Za'Darius Smith that replaced the loss of Hutch. I couldn't really think of one. And the only one that came up to me was penalties, self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah.
Okay. The secondary, although they've gotten better, they get penalties. Brian Branch got a penalty that, to my eyes, was not necessary. And then he tacked it on even more to make it instead of 15-30. Amik Robertson got a penalty on a third down play because of, I think it was unsportsmanlike or something like that. He says he was saying something to somebody else, not to the ref or whatever it was. But either way, he got called for it. Doug, you brought up earlier this week, you hope the Lions aren't getting a reputation of anything. I don't think they are. I just don't want them to make dumb mistakes. So this team is so good. They're built for this. They've got a run game. They got a pass game. Great offensive line. The defense is better. To me, it's just self-inflicted wounds. So that's the biggest concern for me.
Didn't they throw the graphic up during the last game that the Lions lead the NFL in defensive penalties? I think they did. Somebody can attest to that.
I remember seeing it, but it wouldn't surprise me because we've seen a ton of defensive penalties. And,
yep.
And something the league is calling a lot more of, it feels like, in games I watch. Defensive holding. Defensive holding gets called a lot now. It's
I knew
like,
you were going to say it.
Well,
it's
like, you're right.
Am
you're
I
wrong?
No, you're right. Like,
it feels like if a play is developing and a quarterback's got all day to throw, and then if there's eventually it delivers it after 5 seconds from leaving the pocket, that there's a high probability there's going to be defensive holding because guys cannot cover receivers for that long of a period of time. They just can't. At some point, the receiver will have the advantage. For the great receivers, it's instantaneous. And for others, it takes a while, but they will eventually have the advantage over the defender because they cannot keep up with them.
We have a really dialed-in audience. Love talking with you, and I'm intrigued now that this is pretty much it. This is who they've got. And this is the team that they are going to try and make a run to the top to go get Lombardi. They're going to try and win the Super Bowl with this group. So we ask you at 248-539-9797, right now, what's your biggest concern?
Have some ticket texts coming in, the same number, by the way. My favorite part of the trade is that I won't have to listen to angry callers complain about the trade deadline for the rest of the season. This is true. This is kind of like, you know, the benefit of the election being over. We no longer have the ads on TV or the radio.
Let me stop you and say that it's not just the rest of the season. Last year's trade deadline came and went, and people bitched about it all the way up till this year's trade deadline. And they really did. Like, there were people that were still upset. And look, I always say this, and I mean it sincerely. Everybody has the right to feel the way that they feel. But some people would not let that go, that Brad Holmes didn't add an edge rusher at last year's trade deadline. They saw the players that got moved, the price that had to be paid, and whether it was one or the other, and Sweat or Young, people would not let it go. And, you know, it might have been a mistake. I'll admit that it might have been a mistake. I tend to think that they make pretty good moves. And when I talked to an insider and they told me why, it made sense to me. It wasn't illogical in terms of skill set fitting what they ask of the position and contract money they didn't want to spend. Because let's just say you went after Sweat, you didn't win the Super Bowl, and then you couldn't re-sign Penei Sewell because you had to pay Sweat. Or you couldn't re-sign David Montgomery because you had to pay Sweat. Where there was a ramification for committing money to Montez Sweat. So anyway, but still, a year later, like, that guy's right, but it wouldn't have been the rest of the season. That's an ongoing thing.
Well, it's for the rest of this season, yes.
Some people don't want to let it go.
Perhaps, but for the rest of this season, I don't think anybody's going to complain about it.
Not now.
No. Lions fans have been clamoring for a year to get help for Hutchinson. Had he not gotten injured.
There it is.
Had he not gotten injured, would Holmes have stood pat before the trade deadline? I don't think he would have.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because you lost Davenport for the year. And again, if this was the price.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Why would it be any different if Hutchinson were available? You know, so the price is easily absorbable. Getting a seventh round pick in 2026 and Za'Darius Smith, while giving up just a fifth round pick in 2025 and a sixth round pick in 2026, it seems like it's a no-brainer to get that deal done.
97-1 the ticket.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.